Update on the injury report. Long after I met with you guys last night, we had a development injury-wise on Kayvon Webster. He fractured his right thumb. It's not season-ending. He's actually having surgery this afternoon. Very similar to the Von Miller injury a couple of years ago. So he'll be day-to-day once he recoups from surgery. Really an update on Wes. Where he's still working through the protocol. Obviously his health is number one in our concerns. He's not being cleared yet. He'll be. We'll keep you updated on that. Any other questions on injuries? I think it was the play where they threw the ball out in the flat. He actually made a nice play on a little flatten up tackle. I think it was, I don't remember the back. Yeah. It was to our bench.
Could he be back for your next game, or is that too soon?
I can't predict that. I just know it's not season ending. We'll just see how he, works back. I think, not to compare people, but I think Bon missed a game and then played with a cast.
Is it tougher to play with a cast, though, as a DB, where you probably have to get your hands on the ball a little bit more?
I'd say life in general is probably a little tougher with a cast, yeah.
Probably tough for Bond too.
Great deduction there.
What can you attribute the issues with substitutions that led to those too many amount of field penalties?
A little bit of hurry up. Give them some credit. We obviously, coaching and players, did not do a good enough job in that area. We were caught twice, and I think at some point I had to use a timeout for another one. But something that, again, we'll emphasize, there and they're watching the tape now. We'll learn that and move forward.
You guys are down 13 weeks without a 100-yard rusher. What's changed recently? Is it as easy as saying you lost Kevin Dickerson, you lost Derek Wolfe, or is there a bigger issue?
No, I think, defensively, much like I think I've mentioned, is we've kind of, this has been the same all season. I think the difference is, instead of scoring 30, 40, or 50, we scored 20. And, it's something that we're working on, something we have to get better at. I don't think it's acceptable for anybody, including those guys in that room. They understand that, and we have to get better to get where we want to go. Having said that, I think we lost our third game, not our 13th. We don't believe the sky is falling. And so it's like, I think everybody in the league is trying to get better every day.
Omar Bolden has come on for more playing time. Is that credit to him, or did Duke fall off a little bit?
No, as I mentioned last week, you earn playing time. A guy catches your eye in practice. It's a performance-based business, so they earn that right, and Omar has.
Is it just unrealistic to expect that kind of high production out of Peyton and company all year long, or was there something you can decipher in particular that slowed the offense?
As I mentioned last night, I don't, even after watching the tape, I don't know that we had our best stuff. I'd say that's probably, I know in two of the three phases, we all got our signature on it. So, we got to do better jobs as coaches, starting with me, and we've got to do a better job in preparation. We were on a short week. We used a schedule that had worked for us in the past. They obviously looked more energetic than we did.
Did all of the injuries finally catch up with this team in that performance last night?
No, as I mentioned last night, I'm not going to use injuries as an excuse. The next man up isn't just convenient when it's convenient. We had some different guys play and some guys step in, and the reality is we just didn't play as well as I think we're capable. And that's a good football team. The game there was 28-20. It was a one-possession game, and they flipped it on us this time. We're able to play keep away. The biggest difference was their third down conversions, and, that eats clock and keeps our offense off the field. It's not entirely their fault. That stretch where it swung in the second quarter was big. And, we've got to eliminate that, especially against you know, a team that knows us and is a, you know, a top five offensive football team.
But with the loss of Wolf and some of the other players, was that a factor in not getting them off the field?
Again, you can attribute a lot of factors. You know, Wolf didn't play last week either. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of put me on the spot, but I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
This weekend, when you're sitting at home on Sunday or in your office, wherever you might be, are you going to be rooting for the Dolphins, rooting for the Raiders, whoever the case may be, now knowing what the playoff picture kind of looks like?
You know, I think, you know, again, I think I was asked that question last night. You know, we're more concerned with us. Again, you always want things to go to your way when it involves other teams. But, you know, we're going to get an opportunity to be in the playoffs, and where exactly how that fits as far as seeds and all that, you know, we'll influence that or have an opportunity to in our next two games. You know, with all the focus really being on the next game, and that's Houston. So, yeah, we can't control what everybody else does.
Slightly more positive note with what Bubba did last night coming in. I mean, after playing so sparingly all year, mm-hmm. how much of that is what he's done all year for himself, and how much of it is Peyton just making those guys' lives a little easier?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a tribute to Bubba working, staying positive. You know, Tyke Tolbert, our receiver coach, does an excellent job. And, you know, I thought he made some significant plays. The fourth down play he made you know, to get us to a one-score game was a big play. You know, obviously the two touchdown catches are big. So, you know, again, that was an example of a guy stepping up, and, you know, I thought he did a good job.
How much has he improved his game from last season? I know last year he only had, what, five receptions?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't get as many opportunities, you know, and, you know, he hadn't really had a whole lot of opportunity this year. But, you know, with Wes out, you know, we called on him, and I thought he stepped in and did an excellent job.
Early in the year, you talked about penalties being a problem, the penalty last night on their punt, in that same situation, really.
Yeah, that was problematic, I'd say, yeah.
But you comparing it to some of the dumb penalties earlier in the year?
To be frank with you, I don't remember all the penalties of the year, but you know, that one was hurt. That hurt us because we had them backed up, and instead of getting, you know, it changed field position. You know, they had brought it out to about the 40. We ended up on the 10 versus, you know, hopefully we're around midfield returning that punt. So, you know, it's something that we looked at, and, you know, we'll obviously have the league look at it. And, you know, it was a big play in the game for sure.
Can that break a defense's spirit a little bit? They make a big stop, and they have to go back out there. I know they ended up getting another stop again, but just, like, what else can we do, guys?
Well, you know, I mean, again, you hope nothing breaks their spirit. You know, I think, you know, one tribute, you know, we didn't play as well as we could in the first half, and I thought we battled back, got it in with a touchdown, and then, you know, the turnover made it a two-score game, and, you know, we came up short. But, you know, I would hope it doesn't break our spirit.
I know we talked about his thumb, but what do you hope Kayvon Webster takes from a game like that where it appeared he was the guy that Philip Rivers was trying to focus on?
You know, again, it's gonna, we mentioned all the time, both ways. You know, this game's about matchups, and you'd have to get more into their verbiage and their take. You know, I think, you know, a couple of those plays, you know, Kayvon's a young player that's a good player and improving, and, you know, every time they go out there, there's lessons learned. So, you know, I mean, he's not here today to watch the tape and learn, but at some point I know he will, and he'll get better for it. Yeah, that's a tough way to earn a living. I mean, these guys are out there for the world to see, you know, every week. And, you know, it's something they learn to deal with, and it'll be no different.
Totally out of your area, but the problems in the parking lot after the game, some people were stabbed and so forth. Is that Denver? It hasn't happened here before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough of the specifics, you know. You know, we got kind of our own issues aside from the parking lot. But, you know, again, you hate to see anything like that happen, anybody getting injured. I don't know the details. I'm sure somebody else knows those pretty good.
Coach, a handful of guys made it pretty clear in the locker room that it was like a wake-up call the whole game went. Yeah, to have something like that this close to the playoffs at the end of the season to turn that into a positive,
know, again, you know, if you go back and do research, I think there's been a lot of successful teams that have had losses later in the season. You know, where we'll fit on that totem pole, I have no idea yet. We obviously got work to do to improve. You know, I mean, I don't know that I agree that every loss is a wake-up call, but you know, obviously it does, it refocuses, because you know, you don't get the product that you worked so hard all week to get. So there's probably a lot of things you could call that.
You don't use injuries as an excuse, but Wes Welker's out and you're 0-for-6 on third down in the first half. I mean, you know, you signed him because he's good on third down, right?
I mean, that was a did seem to be.
Hey, look, I mean, you get a player of that caliber, you know, I think, I mean, you're not happy that he's not, you know, available. But, you know, nobody comes rescues you. They still have the game scheduled, and you got to go play the game. And everybody in this league does that.
Well, because of that, you'd said before, now you're really looking forward to this little mini bye to get people healthy and know that you've got 10 days.
I think it'll help freshen us up. Yep. I mean, I you know, sensed a little tiredness in our team, you know, if that's a word, last week. But, you know, time will tell.
I know, again, you don't use injuries as an excuse, but with the injuries and on suspension earlier, how tough has it been for the defense to develop cohesion?
You know, I think you know, we get all week to work on cohesion. You know, cohesion. You know, so, you know, again, I'm not looking at that as an excuse. I mean, you know, we're in a performance-based business, and we have to perform.
Do you not necessarily put the blame on Nate for the infraction? Do you think he was reacting to an infraction?
You know, I don't like putting blame on anybody. You know, it just kind of is what happened. And, you know, it was a big play in the game, and, you know, we ended up on the short end of it. So, you know, as coaches and players, you do everything you can to adjust and, you know, basically like any mistake, admit it, you know, fix it, and do your best not to let them happen again.
I think Mike McCoy's, you know, the fact that he's familiar. Yeah, he had kind of similar game plans both games, which was time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
You've averaged 40 points a game against everybody else, 24 against them. Did you see that McCoy, you know, having been around you guys, had a game plan?
Well, I think, you know, you can say the same for Dennis Allen. I mean, they both worked in our building, and we're here a lot of hours. But, again, I mean, you know, no, not taking anything away from Mike. I mean, obviously they did a fantastic job. They had good plans on all three phases, you know, and they executed their plan one touchdown better than we did. You know, same could be said the other way, the other game. So they're a good football team. You know, 7-7, they lost some close games. Really kind of last play lost some close games. Very talented on offense, as talented as any offense we've played this year. You know, so, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be a day at the beach or night at the beach. But they, you know, they played very well.
You, did you make a decision to put Rogers Cromartie on Keenan Allen at some point? Like there was more matchup.
Yeah, we made that decision before the game, and you know, I thought, you know, for all, you know, for the most part, he did, you know, a pretty good job. We had a little miscommunication on a crossing route that he caught for, I believe it was their first touchdown. But other than that, you know, I thought, you know, he had a pretty good night.